welcome to the program again, John.
Okay, thanks.
That sounds a little better. The developers have stated that this terminal was created to put trucks off our roads as containers go straight from the terminal to the factories nearby. Is this a statement agreed with you by the group?
No, it's not true, because see, most of the warehouses are now situated around the Eastern Creek Wetherill Park area, and they're still going to be trucked to that area, so that is a complete fallacy.
So what is the actual situation?
Well, see what it is. They want to bring about... they want to put 1.5 million containers through Moorebank. Now, 105 through the Moorebank Intermodal Terminal, and they want to bring another 500,000 through a sort of interstate shuttle system. Now, the diesel emissions for those sort of containers and the freight trains will be enormous, you know. And the thing that I keep on saying, where people never realise, is that we've got one of the youngest populations in Sydney. We've got half of our population 30 years and under, and this is going to have a drastic impact on their health and safety in that.
Would there be other locations better suited to having the intermodal?
Well, the council is pushing that they'd be sort of relocated to near Badger Creek, where they're going to build the airport, because they're going to spend about $3.9 billion there on the roads there. So we think it's only logical that they put the intermodal there, because that would sort of fit in well with the new overseas flight term airport. Yeah, they could have a sort of a airport and terminal sort of combined. Now I still believe that there's better sort of options. I believe that there's too much freight being put through heavy residential areas of Sydney. There should be the inland freight, where these sort of containers and freight look like locomotives can be sent to sort of minimise the health impact for residents. Yeah,
there could be people saying, "Well, is this a case of not in my backyard?"
No, it's not that, because I've been fighting this for the last 8 years, and nobody's prepared to start. The planning department sent this over to the Planning Assessment Commission, and they're going to have a public hearing on the 1st and 2nd of February at 10 o'clock and then 9 o'clock at the Bankstown Golf Club. And I'm asking all residents to sort of attend if possible, or if not, to send a submission to PAC at pac.newsouthwales.gov.au to lodge their protest, because nobody's addressing the issues. Like, for a start, one of the things that I know is that it's going to be the traffic for the warehousing has never been so discussed. I believe there's up to about 22,000 more vehicles, one-ton vans and similar type of vehicles, that's got to take the freight from, because they're going to bring it into Moorebank on the intermodal terminal if it starts. Then they'll have to break it down, and then they'll send them around with one-ton vehicles to other warehouses, which will mean that the traffic in the area will be enormous. Now, the traffic in the area is already on barely traffic gridlock, and they've got no plans to upgrade the infrastructure. So they're talking about doing traffic studies, but the traffic studies are not worth too bold, because they're not really addressing the traffic gridlock in the area. They're talking about putting clearways on the Hume Highway from Orange Grove Road to the Casilla. But anybody who would park in those areas during the busy traffic period will have to rock in there, because they come back, they find that their vehicle is destroyed.
What's the story around this wildlife refuge plan to be built next to the terminal? Is this an effective way to protect the animals living nearby?
Well, what people don't realise, in the Holdsworthy Army Reserve and in the Army lands, it contains one of the largest populations of koalas in Australia. Now, how are you going to relocate these type of animals when a fair few of them are sort of situated near unexploded devices, because they've done military firing there for many years? There's a lot of unexploded devices there. So people who would go there and try to relocate these animals would more than likely be blown up.
What's Craig? What's your MP Craig Kelly doing about this?
Well, Craig Kelly has spoken a number of times in the Parliament, but nobody seems to be taking any notice of him because, you know, I'll send emails on a number of many years, and the first thing they say to me when they reply to me is, this is the most desirable location. And they say there's no other alternative location, which is, I think is disgraceful because, when you consider that there's going to be 450,000 new residents in the next 25 years, you know, things are only going to get worse. They're not going to get better. So how can you have all these new residents come in the area and have these diesel trucks? It's a complete denial of natural justice. And I think this Planning Assessment Commission here is where that's sort of just going along to what we consider is a lack of natural justice for the area.
Some would argue that the creation of a large terminal close to a large population centre like Liverpool would create more job opportunities for employment.
We'll see in the latest report from the Planning Department to the Planning Assessment Commission, so they say they're going to create 250 jobs in construction, 250 jobs in operation. Well, if they build housing and warehouse and factories and proper sort of employment, you could create 10 times as many jobs.
Mm. Well,
you know, the whole sort of project has been flawed from day one. Now, Liverpool Council is on our side. Now, they have commissioned Cardinal consultants to do a number of reports in there. And I've got no doubt that these reports have been totally ignored because they've never addressed any of the issues that they bring up. Now, they're saying that the false assumptions by the proponents are just making things worse because they're relying on information that is not correct. And there's no master plan for the whole area. So they're just going ahead saying that it's got to come in and then we're going to look at the problems later. But you can't do that because it's just going to have a huge impact on the area. Now, Liverpool is one of the worst health areas in Australia, and every time I approach the health department, they're in denial. Now, I know that Liverpool has got the third highest number of people with disability in Australia. They've got the highest number of people with disabilities. They have one of the highest birth rates. And this is disgraceful, what they're trying to do to the residents in the area. And the residents of this area deserve more consideration. It's about time that they start looking at the true facts.
What's John, what's the likelihood that this terminal will be built?
Pardon?
What's the likelihood this terminal will be built?
Well, if we've got anything to say, well, it will never be built because we're prepared to go to any lengths to stop it because we, so see, in within 2 km of where they want to build the terminus, there's 39,000 residents. Now, that is a great way to treat residents who deserve better consideration. Now, as I've stated before, half of the population is virtually under 30, so we all know that these type of things, diesel emissions, can have a huge impact on the lungs of children and other things, and you cannot do that to them. Cancer would be a huge issue because when you sort of live within about 800 metres of these type of installations, your cancer risks are probably increased by 220 mm-hmm. times.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for talking to us about this. You sound like you're gearing up for a big fight, so we'll watch.
Well, we're going to go to whatever we're going to do. And the Liverpool Council said they'd be behind us. So we're prepared to sort of support the council, and we want the council to fight for this. Also, the Planning Assessment Commission recently passed a proposal in the concrete crushing plan right near a huge sort of Moorebank Georges Fair. And this is the way that they're treating the people in the area. It's a disgrace.
All right.
I'm just going to ask the residents to come to the Planning Assessment Commission on the 1st and 2nd of February at the Bankstown Golf Club at 10 and 9 o'clock to voice the opposition because we can't sort of tolerate the way that they're treating us.
Thanks very much, John. I appreciate your passion and thanks for joining us today.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Thanks for your time.
That's all right. Thank you.